Hi, is there something I can help you with? Why, yes, I am one of the local dominatrixes. Well, I was just getting started for the evening, but I was just talking to some of my friends, catching up. Yes, talking to me can be quite exciting. What made you reach out to come over, you know? Seeing a woman in leather is like seeing free food. You just can't help yourself. Yeah, that's unsurprising for a submissive man like you. How old am I? We're off to an excellent start. Yeah, it's been great connecting, but I'm not really going to be doing this. But maybe take a shower and you can come back when you have a thoughtful question. Oh, welcome back. A little bit more damp and at least a little bit clean. That's nice. Yes, that's right. I don't really like personal questions. You don't tend to open up with, well, how old are you? We're in a sex club, my darling. I'm over 18. Yes, I do get a lot of guys coming up to me. Usually what they do is they kneel. Or, if they aren't immediately in a scene being submissive with me, they might ask me what my name is. Oh, you forgot. Yes, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you were thinking with your brain. Are you capable of thinking with your brain? No, Mommy. Is the correct response. Because you've already well and properly proven that you cannot. That little thing there in your pants, that little thing in your pants, that's what you're thinking with right now. It's obvious to everyone at the table. But I do like myself a pity case, so shoot your shot. You want my Snapchat? No, you have not even remotely earned that privilege. I'm going to be honest with you. You have yet to ask me an interesting question. Where I'm from and what I do for work. This is the shit I have to deal with. Okay. I'm bored. But that's not your problem. See, you're the one bringing the boredom to me, like a cat bringing a dead mouse I have no use for. How about, instead, you go away again, and you get one more chance. And if you fuck that up, I'm just never going to speak to you again, because you're clearly not worth my time. Oh, look who's back. We have a bad boy. Why are you a bad boy? Well, I can see that you have not followed any of my instructions, really, other than the one that allowed you to jerk yourself in the showers. Oh, you're able to follow instructions, just not the lame ones. Oh. You can be really submissive to this voice, to this body. See, I don't think that you know what you are. No, I don't think you know. See, my instructions were to at least feign a slight interest in who I am and what I do. And yes, I'll give you that. You did listen to my command of taking a shower and then jerking off for, what, 12 minutes? You haven't purchased me a drink. You haven't offered me anything. Should I just welcome you into my dominant arms because you have the audacity to interrupt a private moment and not even bow or show any deference? See, none of that involves using that little puppy brain to do anything. I'm pretty sure, even if you had one brain cell, if I told you to take a cold shower, you would just jerk it. Anyway, it's the baseline animalistic behavior of submissive men. That's all they know how to do, is stroke their own cock and repeat, "Oh, mistress, 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 please let me come," over and over again until I become bored and tired. Did you turn me on? No. No, you did not. What I need from you is devotion. I need subservience. I need quiet. Okay, what did you do? Oh no, I'm listening. What did you do, my intellectually challenged puppy? Were you finally a good boy? Oh, you took all of your clothes off one by one? Amazing. Oh, and then you maxed out the volume on your phone. Uh-huh. And then you stood under the cold shower and you felt every drop running over you. And you closed your eyes. And you listened to my voice and my ASMRs. And then, what? You stroked your cock. You know that thing I said that you could do with a single brain cell? In fact, I think if you had no brain, the first thing that you'd be doing is panting like a little dog and stroking yourself. Oh, you're gonna try dirty talk now. This isn't going to work the way that you think it is. Oh, puppy thinks that he can talk dirty now. What, you're gonna kiss me? And you're going to, what, use your fingers to stimulate my clit? It's boring. It's boring. It's boring. Am I supposed to care that you were so hot under that cold shower? That the vapors started to rise off your body like steam. You think that you're submissive, but you're not. You're a brat that needs to be broken. I'm happy to provide that service, but Oh, no. you don't need to keep talking. And if you do, I will choke the words out of you. You see, I'm a busy woman. I have this glass of wine that I need to drink, and then, well, I have to fold some laundry, and I think that feels much more interested than continuing to pay attention to you, puppy. Oh, now you're capable of begging and showing respect. Now that I'm no longer interested in deigning attention on your cerebrally deficient brain. It's the baseline to just be a stupid fucking slut who begs for my attention. I might even find it interesting if you were respectful at first, but now you get to be ignored. Just one more chance. Please, 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 please. Yeah, no. Because the first thing that I'm going to do is lock that cock up in a cage and make sure that you don't come for a month so that you can, you know, intellectually stimulate me, which it's cruel to give impossible tasks like that. That wouldn't be ethical of me as a mistress. So I couldn't possibly do that. Oh, now you're willing to be my cute little slave. You're begging. Oh, my cute little slave. Oh, it's almost endearing. What do you think, girls? Should I give him another chance? Well, the girls have decided. And I will be giving you one more chance. But you see, it involves a proper apology. So now, you will be getting onto your knees. Don't make me hurt you. Get on your knees now. Now, I know that you get easily distracted, so you're going to take your left hand and you're going to start stroking yourself just to take the edge off of your clouded, lustful brain. It'll make it easier for you to listen to my instructions. In this bag, there's a cock cage, and you're going to put it on. After you've done stroking and coming today. Oh, what a lovely and submissive brat, finally listening to his mistress. Mm-hmm. Did you like being a bad boy? Do you like it when every person who looks at you thinks that you're pathetic trash? Is that your favorite thing? Is that what made you come to me so that you could get rejected and humiliated publicly? That's what gets you off, huh? What a pathetic slut. And now you're being good because I'm paying attention to you, and also because you get to stroke faster. No, you heard me. In this public place, on the deck of a pool, while I drink my wine, you will stay on your knees, and you will come on the ground where that cum belongs. If any of it hits me, I will strangle you until you are unconscious. Oh no, keep stroking yourself, please. There's nothing I find more entertaining than watching some inferior cock flop around between your fingers like that. Look at it. It's trying so hard. It's trying so hard to be a big cock, but it's never going to be a big cock. Pathetic. Disgusting. You're such a fucking slut. You saw one mistress enjoying her time alone, drinking a glass of wine. You didn't even have the respect to offer to buy me a glass of wine. You came up here with the expectation of being serviced and being allowed to come. And now you're on that journey to your second orgasm of the night. Aren't you so excited? I bet you want to come right now, don't you? You do, don't you? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at those watery eyes. Does it feel good to finally be in the proper place? Inferior to us beautiful women. All my girlfriends are watching you right now. The ones over there. And the one behind you. And look at that sad face the waitress has for you as she walks by. Do you feel humiliated yet? You're publicly masturbating, kneeling at the feet of a superior woman. Head down. You're no longer allowed to look at me. In fact, close your eyes. Just focus on my voice, honey. My moronic, half-witted idiot. I'm going to keep you, but not in the way that you want. Because I know that what you want is unlimited orgasms, and for me to just cater to each and every single one of your needs, but no, I think I'm going to make you beg for the most basic of things. I'll make you beg to have me touch your cock just once with my fingertip. And you know what the greatest thing is after a little bit of training, you might just come from a single touch, from a single little kiss. No. I can tell you're getting close and desperate. You want to come so badly for mommy mistress, don't you? Yes, you do. I know you do. I want you to edge as close as you can get. Come on. I know you're close. Come on. Oh, just two extra strokes. One, two. Is that better? Oh, you're not close enough. Three strokes. One, two, three. Oh, twitching, twitching. Oh, I'm looking at those balls. Tiny. Embarrassing. The fact that you would even display them in public and not feel shame. Something must be miswired in your brain. Don't worry, I'll fix it. I'm gonna fix everything now because that's my job, right? To control everything that you're doing. Your thoughts, your desires, your whims, and the only thing that you get to do now is, well, edge yourself. I want you to focus on the head. I want you to moan my name. Oh, you forgot to ask. Oh, well, I was going to let you come if you moaned my name. Oh, it's too late, sweetie. Oh, it's too late. Now stop. I said stop. Let that erect, small, pathetic penis just twitch and twitch. Now, let me see. Oh, That's right. It's a chastity cage. And we're going to put it on. We're going to put it on. And it's not coming off for a month. I hope you enjoyed your not orgasm. When am I going to let you come? Well, probably never. You made such a bad impression. So I'm going to break you now. I'm going to break you. And you're going to strain against this cock cage. And you're going to beg me over and over to let you come. It's never going to happen.